Talk from the Board, a podcast from the Lucas County Board of Developmental Disabilities discussing supports and services that improve life so individuals with developmental disabilities can reach their full potential. Here is your host, London Mitchell.
Lori Mariucci, the superintendent of the Lucas County Board of Developmental Disabilities, hosts a forum for families and advocates quarterly. Because of the social distancing guidelines, the forum on June 9th was held via Zoom. This episode of Talk from the Board has excerpts from that forum, including comments from Salute President Nate Turner, Parent Partner Tammy Eisenrich, and Department Directors Julie O'Hare, Pat Stevens, and Julie Esparza. To begin the forum, the superintendent brought people up to date on how the board staff were operating during the pandemic, and it took some planning to do that.
And that meant, you know, how do we support individuals safely while working remotely? How do we get the staff to work, get home and work remotely? And that was a smooth transition. It's because we have great individuals in our community. Toledo is a great community, and our staff is great. So people were able to make connections differently than in the past. And that's one of the things I kind of want to touch on, and Doug kind of alluded to it a little bit, is the way we used to do things is going to be different. And today's a prime example of that. There may be more virtual interactions. And I know Doug did mention that. And we may see more virtual work in the future. We don't know how long the pandemic's going to last. So I wanted to mention that, but I wanted to mention the kindness theme because I have seen so much kindness from individuals, people with developmental disabilities, with our staff, partnerships with, I'm thinking of Gary Arbuckle with the Ability Center helping an individual get some supplies. So there's been some partnerships, collaborations, and again, that kindness and that's something that I don't want to lose sight of because we had this great conference and it re-energized the workforce, which has an impact on our community. So I have seen so much kindness from just people, staff, and again, individuals. I know I'm being a little bit repetitive there, but I can't say it enough how much I want to thank everybody, even everybody on this screen today that I see. The fact that you're here today supporting individuals with developmental disabilities and how we go about supporting individuals in our community. I can't say thank you enough for being here today.
Lori Mariucci is the superintendent of the Lucas County Board of DD. Thanks, Lori. Nathan Turner is the president of the board-sponsored self-advocacy group, Salute. And he told the forum the organization has been very active during the pandemic.
One of the first things we decided to do was focusing on something that we called Wellness Buddies. And it's basically an effort by us as Salute members to reach out to other individuals that are served by the board. And on these Wellness Buddy calls, we do a variety of different things, and different individuals have different strengths. Quite a few of us have developed friendships and lasting relationships with our wellness buddies. Others are focused on providing information and referral, and just kind of, others are focused on kind of the online activities and different free things that individuals can do to learn new things and new skills. And others are focused still on rights and responsibilities for individuals. And we're also heavily focused on advocacy for legislative issues at the local, state, and federal level. Because obviously, the coronavirus has, it's unprecedented in the ways that it's challenged us to be creative and leverage new solutions, and just the amount of money and funding and discussions being had on a wide variety of issues. I think it sort of disproportionately impacts us. So we've been focused on advocacy at the local level, for transportation, advocacy at the state level for Medicaid funding, and also House Bill 606 with COVID liability, expansion of technology, and then a variety of other issues. So,
thanks, Nate. Nate is the president of Salute. Tammy Eisenreich is a parent partner who helps link families with resources such as grants and summer activities.
Even though there weren't a lot of camps that ended up happening, I think in March and April, I still had parents that were really, really concerned about, you know, what are we going to do if my child's out of school for 3 months? We're going to really have to do something this summer. And I know my son's 14. We haven't done any real summer camp for about 2 years now, almost three. And we are looking for things for him to do. So I think that's the thing that this has really changed for families. For in my case, because I have families that have older, you know, that 14 to 22, maybe you were looking for more social activities. Well, now I know I'm looking for more of the academic stuff too that I hadn't before. So, but how I help families primarily is to find those alternate like funding sources that maybe you don't think of. Primarily, I've been working on grants. There are a lot of great organizations out there that are partnering with each other to help families as a whole. One of the first things that I've really shared with families is you need to look into all the resources that are out there for everyone. I think sometimes families with children with special needs kind of get in that special needs bubble and they think they can only go to the Ability Center or, you know, Camp, you know, Courageous, those special needs that are so wonderful for us. But right now there's so many resources out there for everyone because the general population as a whole is being affected by, you know, the greatest number of unemployment ever. So there's some great resources through United Way with 211. So a lot of the organizations, when families are reaching out to a grant or special needs organizations, they're asking, have you looked into United Way or your local churches or your fraternal organizations, the Elks, the Knights of Columbus? A lot of those are your local businessmen that are getting together, you know, monthly paying dues. They really want to help the local community. So there's a lot of great help and resources there, getting families connected. So I've seen that a lot with the organizations that I keep my grant lists that are on the Board of DD site. A lot of them are partnering together. A lot of them have changed their deadlines to maybe they funded quarterly. Now they're pushing it and going only maybe three times a year or only two times a year. So, and some of them, when they get these grants, like you said, the COVID loans, the CARE Act funding and stuff, they'll open something up and the window is only open 2 to 4 weeks. So a lot of families, you know, you have to be on it to sometimes get access to those funds, but there are funds out there that are specific to life's things that are being affected by the COVID-19 that families can apply for, like grant money for gas to get to work. I mean, I've never seen a grant usually for that. So it was nice to see that these loans that are coming through, they're realizing the needs, like with the Ability Center and the loaning. I mean, so many schools, I'm also involved with iTalk, where it's interactive technology assisting autistic little kids. We've always said interactive technology. In the 10 years that we've been here, iPads has always been the draw. The last 3 months, we've gotten asked for software, computer software, because the kids can take the school equipment home for a period of time, but then they need it during the summer. So we had parents that had computers, but they didn't have the software that the schools had. So we were able to help with that. That's always been part of our mission. I don't feel like we've tapped into it nearly as much as we needed to or had to until 3 months ago when that need was really there. Same with, we've typically given iPads. We just gave 5 Android devices away because so many of the schools are Google driven, all the Google Docs, Google Classroom. So not that you can't do that on an iPad, but a lot of the schools were Android-based. So the apps and things that the kids were familiar with were put on Android devices. So if an Android device is going to help a child, you know, where if you give them an iPad, iOS is a different format. So it can be different. Sometimes those apps aren't available through iTunes. So sometimes it's just easier to keep them on devices that they had already been using. So, but in my journey, there are organizations that are giving right now. And I guess that's what we should talk about, is who's given the money. With an autism diagnosis, Avenues for Autism, is their deadline is June 15th. I've reached out multiple times because their mission statement says individuals with autism. So they're really kind of expanding their mission. It used to only be 18 years old, 21, 22. Now they're really saying, if there's a 36-year-old that needs help, we're willing to, you know, put that to the board when they meet. And like with any grant, every application kind of gets scored a little bit. So there are some things I always suggest, you know, before you ask for money from an organization, creep out your funding organization, find out what their mission is, why they're doing what they're doing, where they got the money from. If this is COVID-19 money that they're getting, you know, from a loan or whatever, talk to that. I mean, that's where it does show that the families are putting some skin in, doing a little research. I always say you don't ask grandma for money when she's just put a new roof on her house. You kind of maybe come in and ask, you know what I mean? You got to know your funding source, know those things. So I know with Avenues for Autism, their passion here in Toledo is to partner with other organizations. So they love to see that maybe you've been able to get a little money from your, you know, your family resource dollars, or a little money from this organization, or you've been able to get family support to help this much. They like to be able to come in and say, okay, let's make it happen. Like, I don't think one donor even thinks they can do it all. So it's nice when you are collaborating. And I think parents sometimes, when they are hesitant to say, I'm looking elsewhere, you know, I've applied here and I've applied here and I've applied here, I think sometimes that makes them look like they're money hungry, or I'm trying to think of the words they've shared with me. I'm like, but no, that shows that you're going to do whatever it takes for your child or your individuals. Insurance companies are starting to cover iPads if you can show that it's medically necessary for your individual.
Thanks, Tammy. And don't forget Tammy's webpage on our website, lucasdd.org/findingfunds. Working remotely is a new way for the Lucas County Board of Developmental Disabilities to serve individuals. Julie O'Hare, Director of Services and Supports, says, nonetheless, we are getting the job done.
All of the SSAs continue to work remotely. In the beginning of the pandemic, we were very focused on health and safety issues and making sure the individuals and families, their immediate health and safety issues were being addressed. We continued to do some of that, but we've really moved into a new phase. And now we're very focused on our regular everyday services of writing ISPs and revising ISPs and monitoring service delivery. We're doing all those things in different ways, and we have historically done that. But you should be seeing the same kind of things that you've always seen from SSAs, maybe just less face-to-face, because that's not something we've been doing much of. Kind of the new thing we have been focused on is each of the SSAs are beginning to have conversations with individuals and families about where do we go from here, looking forward about what will their new, the next part of their life look like. Some folks are ready to start talking about getting out more, maybe returning to a traditional day service, or potentially looking at alternative services that are now available for folks that were not formerly available. So as there's been a lot of discussion about remote services, that is one of the new services. There's some in-home services available for day programming, as well as services that providers are providing on behalf of individuals. So really helping families discuss and determine the risk and the benefits of going back into community day programs is a big focus that we're working on at this moment.
Thanks, Julie. Pat Stevens, Provider Supports Department, has been very active during the pandemic.
Currently we're working with DODD and we're reviewing and monitoring the provider assurance forms. These are documents that the provider has to fill out before they're allowed to open up their ADS programs. because we look at the building size, how many entrances, exits, bathrooms, and square footage, because we want to make sure that we're ensuring safety when we're in the buildings, because they still can only have 10 individuals, and that means 9 individuals plus 1, which is the staff. None of their offices can be in the mix of that at all or in the building at that time. So we're monitoring those. We've been looking, some of us have done virtual tours with DODD to take a look at the site, so we're getting a visual on them so we can see what's going on at those sites. Because part of our other goals, we've been having Zoom meetings. So we're meeting with the providers that are opening just to make sure we're ensuring that health and safety and that the reopening will be successful for the individuals. So that's something that we have going on. Another thing is that we have been doing a lot of contact tracing because we work with the SSA department. If we get an individual that does happen to get sick with COVID-19, we put in a system where there's like 3 managers and 5 other staff that assist at contact tracing, because it is really critical at not spreading the virus. Because we had 2 individuals and we had 12 points of contact, which branched out to 24 different other staff and other individuals, because a lot of our staff work for other providers too.
Thank you very much, Pat. Staff has also been working remotely in the children's department, as we hear from Director Julia Sparza.
We're doing a lot of virtual visits with families, both in the early intervention realm as well as my children's SASs. And we're getting a lot of positive feedback. A lot of families like it. Some don't. That's okay. And we're looking for, in the future, having a nice blend of what works for families and staff and timing. Some of the visits have been wonderful. If we need to see a child during mealtime, we don't have to come and sit at your family dinner table. Maybe we could see a little bit virtually and give some ideas on how to help them with feeding. Bath time. You know, we typically don't go into the bathroom and watch bathing. We've been able to do things like that, as well as kids having some behavioral issues. We've been able to observe rather than setting them off by being in the home. We're still doing visits over the phone and through email, if that's all that works for a family, or in between doing some Zoom visits. Also, we're planning with families, trying to plan ahead. We've been doing that with camp in summer. What are we gonna do? Well, how can we support you with finding activities? What does it mean for your child to be safe if we do get to go back to the community? So we've been talking about camp and summer. We're now adding in employment for the transitional youth as well as school. If your school goes back full time, what does it need for your child to, what does it mean for your child to be safe? Are you comfortable? What kind of resources can we help link you with before the time comes?
And Julia Sparza, the director of the Children's Department. For information on the Salute Self-Advocacy Group and how to contact Tammy Eisenreich, please visit our website, lucasdd.org. And don't forget to link with us on social media via Facebook, Pinterest, and LinkedIn. Thanks for being with us, and we look forward to having you join us again for Talk from the Board. I'm London Mitchell.
Talk from the Board podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Breaker Audio, Podomatic, and on the Lucas County Board of Developmental Disabilities website, www.lucasdd.org. Please join us for our next episode as we explore services and supports that help individuals with developmental disabilities reach their full potential.